Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 34 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Either one of those three will take you to the same place where you can find lots of things, including articles and archives. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. Thank you for those of you who've been doing that this last week or so, because we've had a record week of people subscribing to my newsletter. And the article in this week's letter is about lies that we tell ourselves that have the potential to take us down. And like I think apparently this particular article is catching a lot of attention because it's being passed around a lot and getting a lot of subscribers. So thank you to those of you who've been doing that. Also, I want to remind you on my website you can link over to information about my book, Small Business is Like a Bunch of Bananas. And if you'll buy it from my website, I will pay for the freight. You just pay for the book, I'll pay for the freight, and I'll give you an autographed copy as well. Let me introduce you to our guest this half hour. Adam Wong is a new friend to you. He's become an old friend for me. He's Senior Marketing Program Manager at IBM's Personal Computing Division, and we're going to talk about wireless. Adam, welcome to the show.
Well, Jim, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to have you with us. And folks, Adam, before we get into the – I know one of the areas that you want to talk about is a way for us to become wireless inside of our buildings. Mm-hmm. In terms of the way we hook up our computers, and we're going to get into that in a minute. But what I wanted to do first is just to sort of set the stage by reminding people that probably everybody in our listening audience is already using wireless. If you've had a pager on your belt for lo these many years that we've had pagers, that's wireless, isn't it,
Adam? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. If you've had a cell phone that you've been wandering around with in your pocket or on your belt or maybe you know, laying on the dash of your car or whatever, that's wireless. If you've got a PDA, if you've got a personal digital assistant, a Palm or a BlackBerry or something like that, or some of the other variations, IBM's got one. If you've got one of those, that's wireless capability. And so when you know, Adam, I think sometimes when people like you and me introduce people to wireless capability, another version of wireless, like wiring, having a wireless connection between computers in an office, or wireless connection to a printer or something like that, I think sometimes people forget that they are already using wireless, and they act like, well, this is this whole other thing that they have to learn, you know, and is it reliable, that kind of thing. But the truth is wireless is really old technology in some ways, isn't it?
Well, there are many different... There are many different implementations of wireless, and in fact, you could even say that the remote control that people use to control their TVs and VCRs, I mean, that's another form of wireless.
Absolutely.
And I think the important thing that maybe you're trying to convey here is that wireless is something that doesn't need to be intimidating, because there is some level of familiarity for most people who are listening now. And this is just another application. What I'm going to be talking about is the use of wireless in local area networking. But again, most people have seen the benefits of wireless, and it's not hard to comprehend where they can benefit when it comes to networking as well.
You know, Adam, one of the most fun that we have on this show is when I poke fun at myself. Mm-hmm. And I remember, I have this little story that I tell. I remember the first time I bought a portable telephone. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, totally no cord of any kind from the phone, from the handset to the base unit.
It probably weighed about 10 pounds or something.
Probably, yeah, but that wasn't the funny part. The funny part was, for a couple of days, when I would use it, I would stand within 6 feet of the base unit.
Oh, yeah.
I just, as far as I was concerned, you picked up the phone and you didn't move, you know,
yeah.
And so... I remember really, all, you know, realizing, wait a minute, I don't have to stand here. What's wrong with you, dummy? You don't have to do this. And so it was just, you know, an orientation process. And that's the way it is, I think, with accepting some of the new capability, especially wireless, because wireless, ladies and gentlemen, is changing our world. And it's, and it's going to, I'll tell you what else it's going to change. It's going to change geopolitical issues. I mean, when we can introduce wireless capability to China, think about what that's going to, do to the political, the economic and the political issues in China, for example. And so it's a big deal. It's where we're headed. And Adam, I want to, what I want to do, now that we've sort of set the stage and we sort of got, maybe we've got people's attention on what we're already doing with wireless, I want to, when we come back after these messages, I want to talk about some new ways that we can use wireless to increase the productivity in our businesses, to increase our personal productivity, and to talk about some of the things that you might not know about, folks. And we're going to do that right after these messages with our new friend, Adam Wong. He's Senior Marketing Program Manager with IBM. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Don Sadler is going to be joining us, and he's going to be talking to us about some Internet issues that he's got on his mind that will help us. We're going to continue a discussion that we had last time. Beverly Williams will be joining us to talk to us about home-based business issues. Joan Pride will be with us to talk to us about some of the things that Kiplinger has to say in their most recent Kiplinger letter. And then on Friday, we've got Bill Hubbard, who will talk to us about human resources. Bob Manning is going to talk to us about credit and banking in the world today. And Skip Miller is going to talk to us about sales management. That's coming up on Friday, and lots of good stuff lined up for you all the rest of the month, and I'll tell you more about that a little bit later on. Adam Wong is our guest, and Adam, we've been talking about wireless, and you and I were talking about just letting people realize that they're already using wireless, and what I want you to do now is to talk to us about some of the capability that I think most small business owners may not even know about, let alone are using, and that's a way of wiring up your office, the computers, printers, and everything from a wireless standpoint.
That's right. Well, as you alluded to, there are many different what we call flavors of wireless, and the one that I want to focus on is called wireless local area networking.
Mm-hmm.
And most business owners now are familiar with local area networking of the wired type.
Mm-hmm.
Your PCs are connected together and able to access each other's files and the Internet and printers using wires that come from the wall to your desk, right?
Mm-hmm. Hardwired, exactly.
Hardwired. Well, the idea of wireless local area networking, what we also call WLAN,
mm-hmm.
is that you replace that last piece of wire with a radio connection, okay? And once you replace that last piece of wire with a radio connection, there's all kinds of benefits that come to you from a productivity standpoint. For example, here in my office, I use wireless all the time. I used mm-hmm. to be wired, but now I'm wireless, and what it enables me to do is have tremendous mobility. We have a lot of meetings, and oftentimes not in my office, but what I do is I simply take my laptop with me, go to various meetings. I'm always connected to my email. I'm always connected to the Internet. It allows me to time multiplex and do two things at one time. I can participate in a meeting at the same time. I can be updating my emails or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So the mobility is tremendous. Another benefit of wireless LAN, a real benefit is...
Let me stop you for a second,
sure.
Adam. What is the typical range? I know somebody's got to be asking that question.
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, the in a physical setup, you have what are called access points, which are sort of like the central hubs. They have an antenna built in, and they're able to handle literally hundreds of wireless devices, but generally from a practical standpoint, IBM recommends that you have maybe 15 to 20 users per access point in a facility if you want relatively good throughput.
Right.
And in that situation, wireless from a range standpoint can go up to about 100 meters, which is about 300 feet.
Wow.
But that is really sort of an ideal ideal situation kind of number where you don't have any obstructions.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much what you might see if you had something set up outdoors,
right,
and people were trying to access an access point outdoors. Mm-hmm. Realistically speaking, when you're inside, we suggest a planning range of about probably 30 to 50 meters.
Right.
Okay.
That's still in an office, though. That's a long way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you could, later on I'm going to talk about some typical setups, but you can actually cover a small building with a single access point if it's strategically placed.
And, you know, Adam, a lot of small businesses don't, inside their building, they may use mostly desktops, but the thing that I like about wireless local area network is that a lot of small business owners are expanding, or maybe they're renting their facility and they're not sure where they're going to be a year or two from now. And I have paid for hard wiring in a rental facility before, and it gets expensive, especially
Absolutely.
If you're not going to be there to amortize that whole thing out. And wireless allows you just to unplug and pick up and move to the next office.
No, you're
the whole operation.
Yeah, I refer to that as the flexibility. It's just amazing how, especially like if you're in an open landscape,
right,
bullpen kind of arrangement,
mm-hmm,
how people can easily rearrange their offices, how they can easily move to different offices, and not miss a beat. They're always connected, and that flexibility is tremendous. I know that wireless was used after the 911 disasters,
right,
to quickly set up temporary offices without the need for running spaghetti wiring all over,
right,
all over the floors and through the walls. So
now you've got an example of a before and after that I don't know if you think we'll have time to get into that today.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You want to tell us? I got about a half a minute. You want to give us a little bit of a beginning on that?
Well, the story is actually it's a real story. It's someone who is running an architectural business out of their home offices,
mm-hmm,
and has about five or six employees, and he's having all kinds of problems with regard to data access and network access because he's still running wired. Mm-hmm. And I can describe.
He didn't want to knock holes in his walls, and
well, that was what he was looking at,
and he doesn't have a fault. He doesn't have a drop-in ceiling, so he can't go overhead because he's in his house.
Oh, absolutely.
Or he's
got
to go up in the attic and drill down through the roof and everything. This is a perfect example,
mm-hmm,
a perfect application for wireless, isn't it?
Yes,
of course, as you know, many of my audience are home-based businesses, and more of them are.
Yes.
Stand by, Adam. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 10 till. We'll be right back with our friend Adam Wong. He's with IBM.
What would you do if I sang out of tune?
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Adam Wong is our guest. He's Senior Marketing Program Manager with the Personal Computer Division of IBM. Adam, give us your website, please.
Well, I think for your customer set, Jim, probably the best website is our IBM.com/small business website, which is kind of focused on offerings and helping small business owners with our technology offerings. That would be the best website. And then from a phone number standpoint, if they want to talk to a live telesales person, they can call 888-SHOP-IBM and punch in extension 5068, and they'll be connected to a telesales person that specializes in small business needs.
All right. And also on that website, they can find some wireless opportunities there, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Check that out when you get a chance, folks. And all right, now we've been talking about this example, Adam, of a guy who's got a home office. He's expanding. He's got some employees. He's probably got an old-fashioned dial-up, a regular 56K dial-up,
mm-hmm,
and that's kind of the before. And are there any other things that we need to know about before?
That's pretty much it. This is actually a real story. In fact, it's my brother-in-law, so that he needed some serious help and asked for some assistance. But his situation is that he's an architect, and he runs a design and build business out of a couple of offices that are attached to his home, or in his home. Has about five or six employees, So he's a small business, what IBM would call a very small business.
Mm-hmm.
All his employees use email and internet, but the way that he's enabled is through three phone lines that come into these offices.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem that he's having, Jim, is that in the before situation is that he has very inefficient use of his phone lines, and employees are always contending for a free line so they can get their internet access or get their email.
So he's got a lot of unproductivity there.
Absolutely.
A lot of unproductive employees.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the other problem that he has is he does, of course, a lot of architectural drawings, and he prints them using a Kinko's-like facility.
Right.
Where he has to transmit the drawings over, and again, he has to contend for a phone line, and then, you know, because it's 56K, it's relatively slow.
Right.
The other problem that he has is he actually has two offices. He has a main office with four desks or four PCs. And then the office that he's in has two PCs, and it's about 25 feet away. And that office that George is in is not networked to the other computers, mm-hmm. so consequently, he's not able to share files with them, and he's not able to get access to the printers in the main office.
Yeah.
He ends up having to walk around with a floppy disk.
Right.
I mean, it's...
I've been there before. Once you become networked, that's
yes.
the word. Thank you for correct.
Yes.
I should have said. Once you become networked, folks, it's like your whole world will change. All right, what's wireless going to do for him?
All right, so what he did was the first thing I suggested to George is that he find out what kind of cable or DSL service might be available.
Right.
To get high speed internet into his home and or into his offices, and he found out what was available, and he got cable modem. Installed by Time Warner.
Right.
The next thing he did was he went ahead and he purchased a wireless gateway router device.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
this is not a wireless access point. The two things are different. The gateway router is specifically designed to attach to a cable modem or a DSL modem.
And gateway is a generic term. That's not a brand.
That's correct. Gateway is a term just like router is a term.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this connects to his cable modem and allows the cable modem connection to be shared across any other piece, across all the PCs that are in the network.
Totally wireless.
Totally wireless, and
from the cable.
Yes, and also wired as well. Inside the gateway, typically is a Ethernet set of connections mm-hmm. as well. If you have wired devices that you want to hook up, so you can you can hook up both wired
yeah, both
and wireless capability. Computers.
Mm-hmm.
And then what he did was he enabled the four PCs in his main office were all desktops that were previously networked to an old Ethernet switch. He basically chucked the old Ethernet switch and he hooked those four computers up directly to the gateway.
Wow. So Adam, I'm sorry, I've got about 15 seconds. Tell us how his life has changed since he's become wireless.
Well, it's tremendous, and basically all six employees now have high-speed internet and email. The two PCs in his office were brought into the network without very much expense. He's mobile now, able to move around with a laptop.
Everybody's productivity has probably quantum leaped from where it was.
Absolutely. He's thrilled with it.
Adam, thank you for being here. Let's do this again. I want to talk about wireless some more.
Yes, we'll do it again.
Adam Wong, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Thank you for being here. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.